Lead Camp Counselor Carver. I'm tired. But that sure was fun, wasn't it? Yeah.
Hey, Bobo, I think we're missing a few directors, don't you think?
I was getting to it. I'm on like 2 mile per hour mode.
Oh, I mean, you're a curl. Come on, curl.
The healings are not
oiled
up and ready to go.
Oh, no.
Wait,
does
anybody
want to
see?
Well, let us get a good round of applause for the rest of our counselors on the board!
I'm okay.
So how many of you had a lot of fun this weekend?
Yeah! Out of curiosity, by show of hands, how many people, this is your first vacation land? I'm somehow not surprised because we do appear to be growing. We have like twice the amount of space due to us renting G3 downstairs, and if we hadn't done that, I think the fire department would have been here saying, you do not fit in this building. Anyhow. Do we have a confidence monitor so I know what I'm talking about? Oh, cool. We downgraded over the weekend.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, guys, this whole weekend has been an absolute blast, and we honestly want to share some memories that we made throughout the weekend. Boys in the back. AD. Hi. Are we going to show them?
Did your caffeine IV drip run out?
AD was crushing it the whole weekend, and let's give them a round of applause because we threw this together last minute. So we're going to take a second to play the Monument Square and just picture hundreds of furries swarming, and I was like, well, if it's half as good, I'll still be happy. And it exceeded my expectations. I absolutely love that we're reaching into downtown, that and Arcadia as well were very fun events, and I hope that we're able to do more stuff like that. But in that same vein, I'll hand it over to our Director of Entertainment, Waluigi.
Thanks, Coco. So, despite even still growing and pretty much already bursting at the seams, in our space, we still managed to squeeze in a total of about 62 events and panels this weekend. Not to mention the three off-site events, and yes, I'm throwing the car show in this because it's technically outside, and I don't think I left the building at all this weekend. And who can forget who had fun at the dances with all of our DJs? Managed to squeeze out 14 of them. Sure, we cheated with maybe one slot with three of them at once, but we get our numbers up when we get them. Also with our game room right here right on the first floor as well, we had over 402 games. We couldn't count them all because some of them were digital on consoles. Turns out, all of you like playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Nerds. And win, lose, banana. Whatever that is. I have no idea.
You don't know you're missing out. You don't know you're missing out.
Also in the game room, we had the return of not one, but two pinball machines. To discuss more of the pinball.
There's going to be a third one next year.
Are we just going to keep increasing and just get a new one every year?
I'm about to have my butt kicked because that wasn't a plan.
If you remember last year when I said there was one, there would be two, there was two. Theme. Who could resist an anthro-animal-themed pinball machine? I am blown away at how many times I had to come down here with more quarters to fuel these machines. They were being played non-stop all weekend long. You can see some information here on this slide. 433 plays of Tomcat. That's 836 minutes of plays. That's 14 hours on just that one machine. 13 hours on the police force machine. That's 918 total plays, meaning that we played pinball at this convention alone for 27 hours this weekend. And these numbers are only from noon today. I could hear it just when I was coming down here. They're still being played over $460.50 at a time for charity. Be right back here next year. I love bringing you down here.
I have awards for two people as well. We have high scores. For the F-14 machine, with a score of 5,625,460 points, Junior, come on forward. Zarfus, fellow Griffin, come on now, get your prize. Get the prize. Thank you very much. We'll be right back here next year.
For the third? Maybe. I doubt.
All of this, yeah, all of us sitting up here have made this a lot possible. But in all reality, it's our staff. Everybody that has made...
year, and it's been absolutely amazing. But in all honesty, one of the most hugest achievements that we were able to do this year was one of our AV staff, my partner, who lives in the Netherlands, wanted to come out and enjoy a con. It was kind of hard to do, so one of the things that we ended up doing is because she is learning in college to become an AV tech, was we thought about doing our first ever internship.
Yeah.
Well, something that I found out during the entirety of all of this process was that the Dutch government takes internships very seriously. So we are one of the first, to my knowledge, furry conventions and businesses to become internationally accredited to teach Dutch students. And actually, if you all turn around, she's actually standing up on the lower half.
Do you think they're going to come back next year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're definitely coming back. Well, since Wally did ask, we did have a total of 62 staff members here at the con. You guys have worked your tails off this entire week, and we absolutely appreciate it.